Welcome to the intersection of personal and professional development. This is Audio Motivation. Hi, folks. It's Andy O'Brien again for Audio Motivation. And today we're with Lynn Robinson, who I've been following for quite a while. Lynn's been sought out internationally for her intuitive advice and counsel. She's a popular and widely recognized author and motivational speaker. Works with businesses and individuals as a trusted intuitive advisor, offering valuable insights into goals, decisions, strategies. She's also authored 6 books on intuition, which have been translated into more than a dozen languages. She's been featured in the Boston Globe, USA Today, the Chicago Tribune. She's been a guest on so many national radio and TV programs, including ABC and Fox News. Also been quoted in publications that include the New York Times, Investor's Business Daily, Woman's Day, Red Book, Ladies Home Journal, Self, and Good Housekeeping. Lynn, thanks so much. Welcome.
Whenever I hear anybody doing that intro, I'm going, gosh, that sounds like such an interesting person. I'm like, wow, it's me.
Yeah, I'm just it's just such a great resume. And it's so nice to have you with us, because I'm just dying to know. I have all these questions I want to ask.
Oh, good. So, let's fire it at will here. I'm ready. Right.
And I'm sure, you know, our listeners are probably in the same mindset here in terms of what a business intuitive actually is, because that's fascinating.
Yeah, you know, I have to admit that sometimes I wish that I had a simple job description, like, you know, when you get introduced at a cocktail party, you could say, I'm an accountant or I'm an elementary school teacher, but business intuitive, I almost always have to explain. So, you know, I use business intuitive and intuitive advisor sort of interchangeably, but people usually call me when they're in the midst of change and transition, they're trying to figure out next steps. And I use my intuition and hopefully help them use theirs to kind of figure out what those next steps are, or to get clarity about their goals and intentions, or conversely, to kind of help them figure out what's in the way. But I'm finding that more and more businesses, especially entrepreneurs, are really starting to hire those of us who, you know, categorize as business intuitives or intuitive advisors. And I'm convinced that in the future, all big corporations are going to have an intuitive advisor on staff. So that's my prediction.
I think you're right. And it would make sense, because a lot of people aren't sure what their next step should be, especially entrepreneurs, you know, the one person show, you know, sitting and trying to figure out what their next move should be. They're at the fork in the road. I mean, it just seems like you could be a huge help to people like that.
Yeah, it's very lonely, I think, sometimes being a solopreneur. Even if you've got a few people on your staff, it can get very lonely. It's always nice to have somebody to bounce some ideas off of. But I'm also finding that more and more people who are successful in business trust their gut. You know, and it's interesting. The latest book that I wrote was called Put Your Intuition to Work. And I researched a lot and interviewed a lot. But a lot of the research that I did in other people's books, everybody talked about how it was important to trust your instincts or trust your gut, or however you want to say it. But very few books out there really taught you how to do it. What does it look like? How do you get that information? And I think more and more people in business are really having to use that intuition, because, you know, logic, facts, you know, rational, what we've done in the last decade that's worked, you know, that doesn't work anymore. We have to be really thinking creatively. And intuition often is it can introduce us to some new, very creative ideas.
How did you know you had this gift? I mean, it is a gift. I mean, it's just, you would think it would take a while to hone it, you know, as a skill you use in the marketplace.
Well, you know, I do believe that we all have the gift of intuition. I think of it as our inner GPS, or when I'm in a business setting, I call it your inner CEO.
Oh, I love
But so I think we all do have it. But like any skill, the more you use it, the better you get at it. I think it's kind of like an intuitive muscle in a way. If you keep strengthening it, using it, taking action on the information you get more of it. But that said, I do think that some of us are gifted with it more than others. Maybe not, unlike being born into a musical family or an athletic family or something like that. And I found out many years after I started doing this that my grandfather, who had been a police detective in wartime London, was also a practicing healer, psychic, you know, kind of spiritualist. So I actually didn't know that when I was growing up. It was kind of a long kind of family saga, but the short version was that he had been out of touch with my mother for a very long time, many years. So neither of us knew that. So I think on some level it's hereditary.
Wow, intuition, yeah, in your DNA.
Yes, there you go. Ooh, that's kind of cool.
That's really cool. So can you maybe give us some examples of how you've helped, let's say, an entrepreneur, even a solopreneur, like,
yeah,
where they would come to you with some type of challenge and they don't know where to, what next steps to take. And like, what do you do in a case like that?
Well, I'll give you a couple of examples. One of my favorite clients is a big PR firm, and they routinely, when they're about to make a pitch to get a new client, will routinely call me and say, what do you get about the decision makers? What are they looking for? And they'll come very well prepared with first names and, you know, here's what the product or service is. And I get things in images, feelings, words, pictures. It almost feels like I'm kind of doing a Google search. Like, what do I need to know about this client? And all the information comes in. So they call me on a fairly regular basis and have been really, they credit a lot of their sales to the fact that they get this insider information. So that's kind of cool. And I really love working with them because they're really very open to what I do, even though I admit to my, even to you, it sounds kind of woo-woo. My other really interesting one was a software company, and they had a big software product that they were about to launch. And they called me. There was an article in the Boston Globe newspaper about me, and they called me because, you know, look, we have this guy who's the lead person on our technology team for this product launch, and for some reason, he's just kind of fallen off the map, and we don't know what's going on. And so it was quite interesting. They called me into a big meeting. There's like half a dozen of their senior executives there, and they say, you know, what's going on with this guy? And you know, it was really interesting. It was quite interesting to me anyway. What I kept getting was that this guy had, it was almost like a form of a learning disability. They had made a change in the way that they were kind of giving information to the team. They were doing it as part of a group. And before that, they were talking to him individually and there wasn't a problem. But when they started doing it as a group, my sense was that he got really overwhelmed. He didn't process the information correctly. And so I said, you know, I think there's maybe an easy solution. Is meet with him afterwards and assign somebody to debrief him. And amazingly, even to me, I must admit, because I was a little bit nervous about this little gig, it ended up working out perfectly. He got back on in gear. They were able to do their product launch, and it really ended up saving them hundreds of thousands of dollars because they were worried they were going to have to let go of the guy. So it's all over the map, you know, what I do. I mean, I also work a lot with individuals who, you know, should I take this job? You know, is it time for a change? You know, I mean, people, we're all going through change. It's, listen, there's a lot of uncertainty out there. And I think sometimes it's just really helpful to talk to somebody about, you know, what's going on? How could I perceive this differently? What are my next steps?
You know, it just seems like your services are so invaluable and, you know, could really make the difference between, you know, someone making a decision that could, a bad decision that could impact them for the rest of their lives,
yeah,
versus
yeah,
making, you know, an intuitive decision that could really, you know, be a breakthrough for them.
I'll pay you my fan club fee later, Andy.
So, well, I was just thinking here, you know, is there some DIY? I mean, is there any way
yes,
that someone can apply this process to their own business or even in their life? Like, what are some of the, you know, what's some of your secret sauce, if you don't mind revealing that?
Yeah, absolutely. Great question. You know, one of my favorite techniques is simply to ask your intuition questions. And so, because I think we often think intuition comes unbidden, you know, that big aha moment. And sometimes it does. It's great when it does. But I think asking your intuition questions, like, what do I need to know about this client? Or what should I know before I go into this meeting? Or what's my right next step? And, you know, unfortunately, the information doesn't always come in a big booming voice, you know, Andy, here's the answer to your question. It would be lovely if it did, although I think it would kind of scare me. But I think, you know, it doesn't require an hour of contemplating your navel, meditating and oming. It really sometimes is just a matter of going for a walk. It might just be pushing away from your desk. It might be just, you know, settling into a comfortable chair in your home and just kind of going within, you know, taking a few deep breaths, closing your eyes. I like to keep a pad of paper and a pen beside me. Some people kind of do it the old-fashioned way, but sometimes people just do it on their computer. They might get an inner voice. It might be a little nudge. It might be an aha moment. But also, you know, we get, when we ask those questions, what I find personally is that sometimes the answer doesn't seem to come in any of those ways I just said, but I might get drawn to a podcast. I might get, find myself drawn to a magazine article that might provide an answer, or overhear a conversation, or have a dream. I mean, I think once you start looking for those answers, there's a lot of ways that they can come in.
Sounds like you have to be open to that, right?
Yeah. And it's very subtle. And I don't think that there's any one way that's the right way to receive intuitive information. In fact, when I teach this, I usually tell people, think back to when you had an intuitive answer. You know, it might have been a gut feeling like, oh, I shouldn't make that decision. Or it might be, you know, some guidance that you received in some way. And because that's often the way that the predominant form that you'll get the information in. So again, it might be a feeling, an image, a word, a physical sensation, a dream, you know, those aha moments, knowings. It's, you know, intuition is often hard to talk about because it is very intangible. But I think, like we said at the very beginning, once you start to use it, you'll find that you'll get access to more and more information.
Is it always a wise thing to do that? Because I could see maybe, you know, and like you said, I mean, it doesn't necessarily come as a thunderbolt, but is going with your gut always a wise thing? Because maybe not, you know?
Yeah, good question. You know, and obviously we need to use our left brain also and get the facts and get the logic and, you know, because they're not mutually exclusive, but I find that more and more business owners are contacting me because a lot of the decisions that they're making, there aren't the facts, or the facts seem to be a little complicated or contrary. And so what do you have to rely on at that point except your intuition? I hear people say a lot, you know, my research department came back with all of these things, but they're conflicting. So I don't know what to do. And so that's where I think a good leader can really start to trust their gut. You know, what does my intuition say? What's the right next step here? I'll give you an example. One of the guys that I interviewed for the book, the Put Your Intuition to Work book, he might have been a PR firm. He was the founder, president of it. They needed to hire a chief financial officer. And the HR department had interviewed a bunch of people and put forth one candidate that people had interviewed and really liked. And so, you know, they said, this is the guy we want to hire. And so the guy, I'll call him Tom, that I interviewed for the book, whenever Tom went to pick up the phone to call the guy and say, you've got the job, he said, I couldn't do it. And he said, I'm not a procrastinator. I just kept putting it off. And that was so unlike me that I finally said, there's something off here. And, you know, he went, you know, through the resume, the background check and whatnot, and everything seemed fine. And this seemed to be a good candidate, but he couldn't offer the guy the job. So he decided, in trusting his gut, to do a more extensive and expensive financial check on him. It turned out that this man had been convicted of embezzlement in two different states.
Oh, man.
You know, but the frustrating thing about intuition, again, it doesn't go, hello, this man's been convicted of embezzling, don't hire him. It just, there was a gut feeling. There was that procrastination thing that kept going on that was unusual for this guy, Tom. And so it kind of stood out to him that he needed to pay attention to it.
Yeah, I mean, there are signs, right?
Yeah.
It seems like that would take experience as well. Because you would see the signs in previous experiences. Right.
And you raised, that's a very good point, because there's really two ways of viewing information, intuition, and I think both of them are accurate. Probably the more popular one is the one that's characterized by Malcolm Gladwell's book, Blink, that you've stored away you know, a certain amount of experience, subconscious, you know, knowledge that you've stored in your subconscious when you're about to make a decision, there's something that flags your attention or says, you know, there's something off here or go for it or something. But it's based on some past experience, some subconscious information. The other, and I think equally valid way of thinking about intuition, I call it divine intuition. To me, it's more of a spiritual thing. I think that's the thing that we're all hardwired with. And it really probably in our very early history was the very thing that helped us find water and food and kept us away from lions, tigers, and bears, you know, kept us safe. So I think that that is very much hardwired into each of us. And it's gotten more sophisticated as we've gone through the ages of how do we move, you know, what are the signals that move us towards success and away from failure? So I think that that divine intuition is something that's within each one of us.
Boy, I tell you, Lynn, this is just fascinating. I mean, we've really just scratched the surface, right? I mean, there's just so many things to know about this.
Yeah, absolutely. But I think that this intuition is now needed more than ever. And you know, I know that a lot of the corporations are teaching mindfulness meditation classes. That's become very popular. And honestly, I think it's a way of opening to the spiritual. I mean, not that mindfulness always has to do with spirituality, but it's all about going within, looking for the answers, clearing our mind, opening that space for something new, something creative. That's, you know, a lot of us in business nowadays, we want to be of service. We see a lot of change going on in the world that we're not happy about, that we want this place to be, you know, a more loving, kind, happier place for each one of us and all of our families. And so I think many of us are feeling called to be of service in a much bigger way, that we have a calling to do something with our skills and our talents. And that, again, is where intuition comes in. You know, what is my calling? What's my purpose? How can I take some steps towards that?
It's like getting back to basics, you know, in
yeah.
the high-tech world we live in now. This
I
is
know.
Like goes more, you know, back to your core, you know.
That's right. I know. Nice. One of my very favorite techniques, I think of it as sort of my intuitive business plan. I'm a big fan of law of attraction, you know, that what you focus on consistently, you draw into your life. I think that's vastly oversimplified,
yes.
but that's the basics of it.
Yes.
And so one of my favorite techniques, it's got three parts to it. The first part is trying to get as clear as possible about the what you want. You know, the way I put it is like if I could wave a magic wand over your head and give you a successful life, what does that look like to you? You know, what kind of work are you doing? What kind of lifestyle do you have? And I like, again, the old-fashioned way I find it kind of uses my right brain is to write it down. You know, what does this look like? You know, how many clients do you have? What does your work life look like? What do your relationships look like? And then the second part of what I do is visualization. I'm sure a lot of the listeners are familiar with the power of visualization. A lot of our professional athletes do it. And, you know, there's, again, a lot of law of attraction teachers out there who talk about it. My spin on it is that the emotion of the visualization of what you're imagining is probably more important than actually seeing a little picture. So I like, this always sounds so weird when I describe it, but I like talking to myself in my own mind, describing my ideal life. Like, wow, I'm just doing a great interview with Andy on a podcast. I'm loving being a speaker. You know, I love my travel that I'm doing. You know, I'll just describe it as if I already have it. And then the third and final step, and this is where the intuition comes in, is to ask myself, what three things could I do today to move in this new direction? And I try to pay attention, kind of going within, what feels, comes up that feels interesting, or I'm curious about it, or has energy. And those are the things I take action on. And, you know, conversely, if something feels draining, boring, enervating, those are the things I feel like my intuition is kind of guiding me away from, at least for the time being. So I try to take action steps on the three things that come up. That, and they can be small. They don't have to be write a book or, you know, create a screenplay.
Right.
They could be send an email. It could be tweak my website, do some research, call somebody, go to a networking meeting, take a walk. But I find that that technique kind of helps me either A, when I feel very overwhelmed, because it helps me prioritize, but B, it also helps me when I have those inevitable times of feeling stuck and I don't know what to do. And I've got at the end of a 5-day work week, I've got 15 valuable things that I've done to put the energy out towards what I want.
Oh, I love that.
Isn't that a cool technique? I just
really
love that
good.
One too. And it's intuitively guided, so it's got an added benefit.
that's incredible, and thank you for that. Now, if somebody wants to work with you or get one of your books, where should they go?
My website is lynnrobinson.com, and my first name is L-Y-N-N without the E, so lynnrobinson.com. And I also have a giveaway for the listeners, How to Listen to Your Inner CEO ebook. And there's a lot of stuff on my site that are techniques and quizzes and resources and newsletters and things like that. So lots of free resources for anybody who's interested in developing their intuition.
Well, Lynn, you've been so generous on this call. Thank you so much. And I hope we can have you back some other time and we can get into other things. And boy, it's just amazing. I've learned so much on this.
Oh, thanks, Andy. It's been great talking to you.
Thanks for listening to Audio Motivation. Join us in our membership community for even more in-depth interviews, transcripts, and bonus gifts, all designed to keep you motivated and inspired.